and following on rather neatly, plans are approved to build 12 new homes despite flooding concern. Planning councillors have reapproved proposals to build homes on a site in Todmorden despite concerns about flooding. The former Durdale Mill site on Durdale Street has a complex planning history, with planning approval for a mix of homes and industrial units given in the 2000s. Last June, permission was granted for a homes-only plan, but this was not issued prior to Calderdale Council adopting its local plan in March this year. That means Durdale Mill Limited's plan to build 12 homes, 8 semi-detached and 4 detached, on the site in lieu of the 9 industrial units had to be reassessed, as approval of the local plan represented a material change in policy, the council's planning committee was told. Officers said for this site there's no significant change between the former revised unitary development plan and the new local plan. Earlier objections from former Calder Ward councillor Dave Young and Todmorden Town Council highlighted flood risk concerns. Todmorden Town Council's 2022 submission said, "This is an area that really suffers with flooding, especially surface water flooding. It's thought that this has worsened since the building of the Lidl supermarket, which was built at a raised level to protect it from flooding." In line with earlier approval, 25 homes have already been built on what is also a raised site. The Environment Agency had initially objected but withdrew this following changes to the plans. Councillor Stephanie Clark, Labour Illingworth and Mixenden, and Councillor Christine Prashad, Liberal Dem from Greetland and Stainland, asked questions about the flooding risk. Agent for the applicant, Tony Deacon, said the homes were replacing permitted industrial units which would have had hard standing. The homes plan meant 70% of the site was now permeable. Councillor David Curtin, Conservative, Hipper Home and Lightcliffe, said, "It is good to see that we've got the surface water drainage in place and the attenuation tank there." Councillors reapproved the plans with conditions, including a legal agreement to cover education and public transport funding contributions.